with a history of kings and queens and heroic figures, modern-day England exudes the image of a noble nation and a kind-hearted people. As a multicultural nation that is diverse in religious customs and beliefs, England is truly unique as one of the world's leading countries. It embodies an aura of romance and fantasy, of gallantry and nobility. On the brink of a new millennium, a noble sage arrived in England to share the secrets of heaven and life after death. A world-famous humanitarian, spiritual teacher and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly embarked on an 18-country lecture tour to share the message of hope, love and peace. Her wisdom and wit soothed and rejuvenated the hearts of all who sought to rediscover the inner sanctum of truth and the kingdom of God. We now invite you to listen to the lecture entitled Face Life with Courage, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai on June the 9th, 1999 in London, England.
So actually, many people will deny themselves the privilege of manifesting heaven on earth for themselves and for other people to enjoy. But never mind, I'm working at it. And even though war is a very, very bad thing, but it has only one very good point, is that it draws me to Europe this time. 20 countries in Europe, our brothers and sisters in 20 countries, they meditate together in one same time, praying for peace in Europe. And they write to me and fax to me until I came here. It is a good thing also that we rise our consciousness higher than to defeat the lower consciousness. This is the only way to win the war. It is not by gun. It is by rising higher consciousness to suppress the lower one. Just like you switch on the light, darkness will disappear, no matter how long darkness has been there. Okay, so, anyhow, we can manifest, we can materialize heaven on earth, at least individually. At least you do it yourself. You enjoy heaven while living in here. Yeah? And other brothers and sisters, if they don't want it, we cannot force them. Because they're also God. Inside, they decide what they want, and they decide when it's time for them to go home. But at least I just remind them, and it will work in here. After a while, it will germinate something, and at least everyone in Europe at least have higher consciousness, and we can help better.
When you talk about see the God, does it mean you see by your eyes or see by your heart?
See in a vision. In the Bible, it says that when Moses see God, he see flame, like fire, yeah? But that doesn't mean the physical fire. He see it with his inner eye. I have mentioned we have many different layers of bodies. This is a physical manifestation of God, yeah? And God is the essence within our being. And now, to want to see that essence, the essence of us is only light. Light. Yeah? And there are two aspects of God that we can see apart from the metaphysical form. Now, we don't see with the eyes of the physical eyes, because with physical eyes, it's only used to experiment the physical things in this physical world. And to see heaven, we have to use heaven faculty, heaven eye. I'm going to help you kick it open. Yeah? Then you see God. God can manifest in light and sound, which means the word in the Bible. Yeah, the word as a sound. The word, the language, the vibration. In the old time, they use this a word, but actually it's a vibration. So God manifests in two ways, light or the vibration, the sound, which we will hear similar to music. but it will soothe our being. It will rise us to heaven, leave this physical body for a while, and contact a higher dimension. Then we can learn more wisdom, assimilate more of a higher dimension atmosphere. So when we come back to this world, we change. We become more intelligent, more loving, more understanding. We become more heaven-like. And the more we see the light, the more we hear this word of God, the more we become closer to God. So close, so close, so close that one day we recognize, ah, this is God. And the mind is different. We have the mind and we have the soul. The soul is the essence of God. The brain is another instrument. The mind is something else and the soul is something else. The soul is the essence of our being, which is a part of God. But the soul in this world has to work through the mind, and the mind has to use the brain to collect the information. And the brain feedback to the mind, and the mind let the soul know what this physical world is like. But most often, the informations are very rigid, very fixed. So in order to know the real information, we have to use the soul. Deep inside, yeah? The mind and the brain only for the physical knowledge. Make candy, eat apple, work, raise children. But the soul is the one that we must know in order to go to heaven. Okay? Now, so the physical eyes, we will forget it during the contact with God. I'll show you later. Yeah? But then, we will meditate every day. And then even after a while, your soul permeates all the body, take control of all the mind and the brain, that even with open eyes, driving, you still see heaven. Washing dishes, you see God. Talking to God while you're gardening. This is the stage that we will reach after some effort. I don't promise that all of you will reach it, but some of our brothers, many of our brothers have already reached this stage. And I haven't been around too long, 15 years of teaching. So, do not undermine your heavenly goodness and position in the universe. You are really the children of God. And if you work at it to recognize your true self again, in no time, you will leave all the suffering behind. Or even the suffering will not affect you. That's why when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he doesn't cry. He doesn't beg for mercy. He didn't even want to run away. He could have. He could have run away, hide himself. He did not. Because he don't care. He knows time's come. God's will, he surrender. So he said, "Oh Father, how you glorified me." He did not beg for mercy or anything. You see, because nothing affects him anymore. He reached one with God. The physical suffer, but his soul is always with God. He doesn't mind. Thank you.
I often experience a sensation whilst asleep, when I awake in the night, but cannot move my body as if it's paralyzed. What does this mean?
Oh. Well, if you feel good afterward, that means God has blessed you. If you feel bad, that means some negative force has overwhelmed you while you sleep. Yeah? So it's better to learn the meditation technique properly with the proper guidance until you can know everything and you can walk alone. You need some spiritual friend to help you. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Don't try meditation yourself. It's a little unsafe.
What do you actually mean when you said that there is no life after death? Please make it more clear.
Did I say no life after death? No. Okay. All right. But since you asked, I tell you something more clear. There is life after death. Or else what for? We have to practice and to know God and to be pious and to change our way of life, keep commandment, vegetarian, blah, 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 and so forth. There is life after death, but there are two kinds of life that we can choose. One is a returning to the physical body or going to some of a suffering purification places, or one is go direct to heaven and enjoy. And I'm here to offer you the last one. The enjoyment of heaven, even now on this planet. That's why in the Bible it says, glory is your name in heaven as well as on earth. We can even glorify God on earth if we know Him, if we walk the way of love, if we walk the way Jesus walked, the way of heaven. Yeah? We change our life to a heavenly-like quality.
Can you change past karma?
I can. At the time of initiation, I will do that for you. And how? Expertise. Just like if you're a doctor, you know how to operate. Yeah? I have learned with heaven. God has shown me how to do that. And I can do that. Okay? Just a science. It's a heavenly science that you have to learn. Yeah, I've learned that before. It's easier. Yeah? It's easy. Very easy. But only if you allow me, because you are God yourself. You allow me means you let me kick open your wisdom eye for you and continue being responsible, taking care of you until you become one with God, until you know you can walk alone yourself. Then I can help you to do that. I erase everything from the past so you don't have to come back here again or to another physical dimension again. But you have to change from today so that you don't create new karma. Because you can create new karma, I will not blame you, I will not condemn you anything. It's just that your life will be suffering again. That's it.
What purpose does the physical level serve in God's purpose? Why does God not just get rid of it if it carries so much difficulty?
No, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun, that's why God created it. We agreed to play the game. Yeah? And if you feel the game is too much now, then it is time to go home, then let God know. Yeah? And it's okay, go. Somebody else will come and replace you, play the game. Yeah? We wanted it. We agree with the grand design of God before the creation that we will play this part. Because at that time, we did not imagine how terrible it is here. Of course, we were God. We were one with God. There's nothing but bliss and happiness there. How can you imagine poverty when you're born in the Buckingham Palace, for example? Yeah? You cannot imagine. Even though you see it with your new television or you read a newspaper, you can't imagine what it's like to live a really poor life in somewhere in Africa when you have nothing to eat at all and not even water to drink. Imagination is a different thing. So we were God, you see? We were one with God. And God ever say, okay, you want to do this? You say, oh, of course, no problem. And only when we sink into this physical world, we face with difficulty, with survival problems, then we call out for help. Then, of course, help comes. Help comes. That's why God sent Jesus here and leave the teaching for us and even leave the key back to heaven to us, and it be handed out to different person each generation. It just happened to come to me this time. Okay.
Is it better to meditate in a group or on your own?
It depends. If the group is the same-minded and highly spiritually charged, it's also good for you. But you need time on your own too. You need both. You meditate at home and you meditate with the group. When you meditate in a group, the collective power will help you to lift you up too. If you are not very high level, meditation in a group is very beneficial.
I am confused. I have heard that meditating is a way to let go of one's control over the mind and let one's thoughts float freely.
Yes.
But I have also heard that meditating is a way of focusing one's mind on a single purpose and train it not to stray in other directions. Yet I am not even certain about any of your definitions being the right one. Can you explain what meditation is supposed to do for a man like me who don't believe in any God?
Who don't believe in God? And what you believe in? All right. Suppose you don't believe in God. Then what are you meditating for? Maybe your definition about God is different from other people, but I do not believe that you are an atheist. Because you still meditate, that means you still try to search for something other than this physical body. So in your heart, you must have believed in something more than your material self, yeah? So that's all right. So it is not the controlling that you should do. Actually, in our meditation, we don't ask you to control anything. Just switch the attention. Because every one of us meditates every day anyhow. Some people meditate on money, some people meditate on woman. Yes, some people meditate on boyfriend or whatever, you know. Whatever your attention is directed to, that is your meditation object. So now, in place of that, we meditate on something higher than this physical object, yeah? Something more noble, more beneficial to the body and the soul. And the more you meditate on that, the more you become more relaxed a person, more a normal person, really, really let go. Yeah? But it doesn't need to control. Because actually, sometimes during our meditation, you know, my own experience and our brothers, is that God comes alone. Even sometimes we try to meditate, we concentrate very hard, you know, eyebrow knitted together and looking at the words, he still don't come. And when you just relax and say, okay, I'm going to sleep, and then, here he comes. Yes, yes. We cannot control God, really. Maybe you have meditated on a little different understanding. If you allow me, I will clarify later, yeah, during the initiation. You don't control anything. You just let go of all the control. The preconceived ideas that control you about God should be like the society's conception about how you should behave, and the work, the boss, and everything. Just let go of everything, and God will appear to you. That's all. God will come. Despite all this turbulence, He still come. That is the wonder of God. That's why I see God is so easy. So easy, because He's easy. He's the Father. He's easy. He likes us.
You say, when you are enlightened, you are close to God. And to be the closest to God, you die. I don't want to die because I have family and friends and I love life. But I want to be enlightened and close to God. How can I do this without death?
I'm afraid you have to die. Sooner or later. I'm just teach you how to die while living, then come back again. One of the saints in the Bible says, I die daily. Forsake the flesh for the spirit. Learn to die so that you will begin to live. I don't ask you to commit suicide and leave your families, no. You die to the physical body, to the physical sensation, and just as long as you sit in meditation, when you wake up, you go back and drive your bus again. Don't just sit there and die forever. We must work, okay? This world still need us. After initiation, you meditate more, your being will radiate light, and you will bless whomever you walk by, you bless where you live, and this is your duty. You cannot die yet, all right? Even if you die, I don't let you. It's the original sound you mentioned is the same as Hindus say, Om. Yes. In one of the level of consciousness, you might hear this sound, the inner Om, not the repetition of the mouth, but the whole vibration of the universe. You hear it like thunder. It mentioned in the Bible that God speaks like the voice of thunder, like the sounds of many waters. And this is one, only one of the experience. And it's not very high level of experience. You hear more than that. Okay? Thank you. If a person doesn't believe in God, will he go to hell after his death? No, he doesn't. God is merciful. He doesn't care if you believe in Him or not. It's just that if you believe Him, you will know better yourself. You will lead a more smooth, peaceful, happy life, and you become a wiser and loving person. If suppose you do not believe in God, because it's also difficult to believe something you do not see, And that's why I want to show you God, so that you know God exists and God loves you, God protects you. And he works for our every whims if you know him. If you will let him, we just don't listen to him. And how can we believe him if we don't contact him? Yeah? We don't listen to him because we're too busy worrying about every mundane things and forget that God is waiting all the time at the corner for us to see him, to in order to love us, to show us the better way of living and to bless us with abundance. And it's a pity that we refuse him. So if you don't believe in God, it's fine. I will show you and then you can believe. Also, you don't go to hell because you don't believe in God. It's just that if you be a good person, at least you don't kill people, you don't cheat anyone, you don't do any bad things, then even then God will help you, yeah? And if you don't believe in God, what are you doing here? In my lecture, I talk about God only. So you must believe something, huh? Even though in your less eloquent speech, you do not know how to define your belief. God knows our heart. It's not by what we say, but it's what our feeling and our sincerity in our heart that he brings us to himself.
Am I correct in believing that regular meditation leads to wonderful and positive coincidences?
You don't have to believe. It will happen that way. If you meditate without a way, it will happen that miracles is a common occurrence in your daily life, and God is your only friend, and you will know that. So, of course, your life will be wonderful. There's no need to believe. You have to experience it.
How do you know it is heaven and not just an optical illusion?
How do I know? I know it just as you know your wife. Huh? If something so dear and so clear as your wife and you don't know, then it is weird. So we came from heaven. The moment we are shown heaven, we will know that. Yeah? It's very easy. The person who sees illusion act differently, talk differently, behave differently, as if he is lunatic. Huh? The person who sees heaven is bubbling with life, love, happiness, positive energy. So you can judge that, huh? Okay? Outward only. The inside, I will prove it to you by sitting down with you. Yeah? The outside, you can only see that much. And if your heavenly eye open, you can see light around us right now. Any one of you see light around us? Some of you, yes? Thanks a lot. Yes? Okay, good. Yes, good. You're not initiated, by the way? No, thank God. Otherwise, they think I told you to say that. First time seeing me? Thank you. First time he saw me, and he see light around this physical being already. Can you believe? Can you imagine how it is like inside? When you even can radiate light outside. So be that person. It's in you. You can do that. I am you, same thing. I eat the same food. I do the same thing. So this is how we can attain heaven. You heard that the saints in the past, they have halo around them, they have light around them? Yes. So they must have seen heaven in order to manifest that. They don't even manifest that. It just happens. It just happened. It's just like physically speaking, if you're happy, if you're in love, it's written all over your face. They say that, right? So if you see heaven, all you radiate is just light of heaven. And not only me, all of our brothers and sisters, if your eye open, you see light around their head, at least around their head, if not all over the body. And you can be the same. Yeah?
How do you know or recognize the voice of God?
Because he will tell you. He will tell you. And I will tell you how to recognize it. Sometimes the illusionary power, the power of the dark force will try to trick you also. And that's why I say to you, do not try to meditate alone. You should learn it properly until you can, yeah? And I'm willing to help you, to serve you without any charge whatsoever from today on, Yeah, from today on until you die physically. And more after that, yes? If you already became one with God, then I will leave you alone. If not, then God will order me to take care of you until you reach your highest goal. So you should learn it properly. Learn it properly. And then you know, I will tell you also how to distinguish between the illusion and the real, between God and the imitation of God, which is we call Satan. Yeah? He can come and trick us also. Make problem. But we have the power to dispel him. Yeah? I will tell you how. As soon as you do that, he runs away. Yes. In case, just in case you don't see me again and you try to meditate at home, remember this very important thing. Remember this one thing. If you see light, of course you feel happy afterward. That is no doubt. Because only God or heaven can have light. Yeah? Darkness cannot. Darkness is a power of Satan. But the light belongs to heaven. So if you see light, of course you are happy. But if you see any appearance, like, for example, Master Jesus came to you, and you meditate alone, you don't have guidance. If you even try to do that, please remember one thing. Ask him, are you truth or fake? Because even Satan has to answer you. If he's truth, he stays. If he's not, he's gone. Yeah? Also, you look into his eyes. If his eyes full of love and compassion, that is a real heavenly being. Be it Jesus or Buddha or whomever you trust, or an angel Gabriel. And if his eyes is not loving and all kind of red things in there, and then you know it's not. You tell him, go away. Like Jesus say, get thee behind me. Yeah? Command him to go. Pray to God. Yeah? Pray to Jesus. Tell him, protect you. All right? If you don't have any physical master, then you have to pray real hard to get rid of this kind of possessive spirit that come disturb the meditator. Yeah, the higher you go, the more trouble they want to cause you, because they want to keep you here. They want to keep you here in this prison, because one soul gone is lost. He lost one. No leader of any country want all his citizens empty from his country, no? Then whom he rule? Yeah? So the dark force want to keep you here as much as the heavenly force want to rise you up. Now, the two forces will struggle between each other, and so that's why you should learn properly. I show you how to combat all this and to distinguish. There's much more, okay? That's why we must need more time. Yeah.
Master, what's the difference between fate and karma?
Fate, destiny and karma. They are the same. As you sow, so shall you reap. So when we do something, it creates the consequence. And that consequence become our fate, or karma. Karma is just the word in Sanskrit for fate. Yeah? Just different language, that's all. Same thing. Just like mama, la mère in French, or the mother in English. Same thing. Is evil another aspect of God? Oh, it's not really, honey. It's not. It's not. Evil is the one created by the interreaction between beings in the physical world. For example, when we are in heaven, we don't hate each other. We don't have any reason to be angry, to be agitated, or to wish ill on someone else, because in heaven everything is good and plenty. When we come down here, sometimes for survival we have to kill, we have to compete, we have to trample upon one another to survive. And this in turn will breed a kind of very dark energy, a bad energy. We call it negative energy. And this negative energy, when created too much, it become dense, and they collect it with each other, and it will gather in one place where is the most density of this kind of negative power. And so disaster will happen there, or war will break out there. And we call this devil force. The devil work it. But actually, it's the working of the energy of man's mind. So that's why. Okay. So that's why we should live a more positive and holy life so that we can save ourselves. And any disaster, any war, we also have a little responsibility. We might have been generated some hatred at some point of our life and we have forgotten about it, even a little bit. Our thought is very powerful. Make sure you think positive and loving anytime possible. Yeah, at least whenever you remember, control your hatred and anger.
Is there any set pattern to expanded consciousness or cosmic reality? If so, can you describe signs of spiritual enlightenment?
I cannot really describe it. I can only show you. Because the human language is used here to describe only human things, human life stuff like candies, apples, bananas, yeah? But it cannot describe God. Because God belongs to another kind of dimension, and we have to use another kind of language. We don't even need it. Once you see God, you see the light, then you know you are enlightened. Otherwise, the enlightened person and the non-enlightened person, anybody look alike in the physical eyes. Unless like by some miracle, some grace of God, like some of the gentlemen or the ladies over there, they have seen that the enlightened person really has light around them in compared to the other people who don't have light around them. Then at least you can see, I know you are enlightened. Enlightened means you have light. You are enlightened. Yeah? There is no proof for that. Yeah? But I can prove it to you by making you enlightened. Then you know. Okay? And there is no really a written set of how you get enlightened, or else it would have been written in all the scriptures of religious doctrine of the world. There is only a silence reawakening of the God within you at the time of initiation. It's God Himself who will baptize you, who will clear the mind for a while, let the soul shine and communicate directly with God. Most of the time we are covered by the mind and the brain and all this thinking, so we can't contact directly, yeah? At the time of initiation, all this is pushed aside like a curtain. It is actually look like a curtain too to some people during initiation. Then you pierce the curtain, it rends aside, and then you see heaven, face to God. Sometimes you see moon, sun, star, heaven, Jesus, Buddha. Or sometimes God makes jokes like the Buddhists will see Jesus and the Christian will see Buddha. Yeah. Often happen to us. It's very cute. I like that. So that our notions of religious races will fall apart. At that time he enlightened us in many different ways.
How do you know you have been to heaven?
How do I know if I have been to London?
Heaven.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. How do I know if I sit here? Give a lecture. Yes, you will know. You will know. Because it's your true home. You will recognize it. You have forgotten only. But once we have been there, we really never forget. Just we have forgotten. Once we are shown to it again, we know, of course. Yeah, we know.
thank you for your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Face Life with Courage. Golden Age Technology is next on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a joyous and beautiful day.